Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, joining me once again from the beautiful Yuma, Arizona, is a writer from the biggest website of its kind on the planet today. And he is the biggest writer on the website. So, you know, do the math and figure out how that works out. Joining me again is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
We didn't get, we like the bear. I like the bear stories. I like the bear.
Oh, they're great. Sure.
So, but we didn't get to this one that you had published, and this is pretty interesting in that this is not. I don't think I've ever heard of one with these details before. So, tell me about this this grizzly bear encounter.
Okay, this was it happened on October 21st this year. 2022, and we had a very accomplished outdoorsman, Dr. Lee Francis, who is 65 years old. He was out hunting elk with his 40-year-old son in an area near Rock Creek in the Sawtooth Mountains, east of Bondurant, Wyoming. It's a pretty wild area. They had to, when on the way out, it took them hours to get to where they could be picked up. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to talk with Dr. Francis. I tried several times, but in my searches, I found numerous sources which indicated what had happened and also some good background information. He was interviewed on KSAL-TV, and he gives a pretty good interview explaining what happened. There's a link at the article. But another thing that wasn't mentioned is that in 2013, he successfully hunted and collected a large grizzly slash brown bear. I don't know if it was Alaska or Canada because they don't give a location, but it looked like it could have been either one of those with a bow. You have to be pretty good to collect a grizzly brown bear with a bow.
Right.
So he knows his way around wilderness areas. And he was out hunting with his son for elk. Now, what's not clear is whether both he and his son have an elk tag. The stories do not mention anything about him having a long arm, like a rifle. So I'm not sure if he had a rifle with him, but his son was definitely hunting elk up there, and he was glassing for elk, and they had separated a little bit, he and his son, when he stepped in front of the entrance to a bear den up in the mountains, and there was snow on the ground, and he was trying to see if there are elk around or whatever. He steps down, he looks down, and here there's fresh dirt, and he realizes he's at the entrance or near the entrance of a bear den. So he draws his Glock 10-millimeter pistol and chambers around as he's backing away from the entrance. And as he's doing this, is all happening quite fast, a grizzly bear, a large grizzly, comes out charging at him, and he starts shooting. And the bear actually knocks him down as he is firing, or just it appears as likely he trips going backwards, and then he's trying to fend off this bear that is coming at him with his Glock 10-millimeter. And as he's shooting at the bear, he accidentally shoots his own left leg going from the inside to the outside just above the ankle and fractures both the major bones in the leg in doing that. And he's shooting, he says, hard cast bullets. Now, in the article that gave the information about the bullets, it says they were 130-grain hard-cast bullets. And in the interview, he says he was shooting hard-cast bullets and that they were not hollow-point bullets, and that if they had been hollow-point, they would have done a lot more damage to his leg. But when I look around, I don't see any 130-grain hard-cast bullets with a 10-millimeter. I mean, not to say that you couldn't have a custom mold made up, make your own, whatever, but I think it was probably a translation error, or somebody wrote the notes and, you know, it should have been 180 grains and it was 130 grains. I did not hear him say 130 grains, and it's only in one story, and it's hard to find I haven't seen any 130 grain bullets for a 10 millimeter. So my guess is it's probably just a typo or a mistranslation or something like that. And this is only the second time, and now we're getting upwards of about 140 or so documented incidents. You know, we have 123 that have been published so far, where pistols were fired in defense against bear attacks. And this is only the second one of all of those where somebody actually shot themselves. And interestingly enough, both of them are with 10-millimeter pistols.
Yeah. I remember the other one.
Right, and they both were with Glocks. Now, it's kind of funny because when people were being trained on Glocks early on in the middle, late 80s into the 90s, there was a thing called Glock legs. And this happened when people had holstered Glocks and they were used to revolvers. So they'd reach into the holster, put their finger in the trigger guard, pull the pistol out. And as they pulled the pistol out, or often as they reholstered the pistol with their finger in the trigger guard, the holster would push the finger against the trigger and it would fire, causing a very similar injury to the lower leg. So, although it's completely different circumstances, it just struck me as kind of funny that for a while we had this term, Glock leg, for accidental shootings with a Glock.
Right.
He shoots 3-4 times, he says, at the bear before he goes over backward and is trying to fend off the bear and shoots his own leg. And he shoots a couple more times at, so we don't know exactly how many. It sounds like 7 or 8 times altogether. And the bear runs off. And his son comes running, heard the shooting. And his son is also a dentist. So his son catches him up to stop the bleeding and helps him onto the mule that they have. They have a pack mule and riding horses, it appears. And he helps him onto the mule. And they make their way for about 5 hours until they're able to contact.
Hold that thought. I was too busy listening to you. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were talking about this dentist who has engaged with this grizzly bear with a grizzly bear and his leg with a 10 millimeter.
Yeah, with a Glock 10 millimeter.
Yeah.
And he had been wounded, and his son comes running because they were up there hunting together, and the son is a dentist. So they're both medical professionals. So the son is able to stop the bleeding and then is able to help his father, who's 65, but he looks to be in fantastic shape, I have to say, help him onto a mule. And his father said that he doubted that he would have been able to stop the bleeding himself and get onto the mule and try to get out there. And it took him about 5 hours to get down to where they could get cell phone coverage and then arrange to have a helicopter, or I think it was a helicopter, come out and transport him. It might have been a four-wheel transport, but they do manage to get out. Now, the thing about this is, I mentioned that there was one other case where a person with a 10-millimeter wounded himself, and that was Kim Woodman, who had to shoot a grizzly bear, a sow, at about, well, I call it bad breath distance in 2016. And he was backing away from, while the bear was charging him, trying to gain a little distance while he's shooting with his 10 millimeter. And he tripped and went over on his back and was trying to fend the bear off with his feet as well when he shot the tip off of the middle toe of his left foot. Now, Dr. Francis says that he believes he'll make a complete recovery from the wound. I was able to look at an X-ray of the broken bones, and clearly both of the major bones are broken, but they are not mushed. They have what appear to be fairly clean fractures, and there's a bit of what they call a snowstorm of lead particles that probably had to be cleaned out. But it wasn't like there were multiple tiny little bits of bone in the wound. And so that makes it much easier for to put everything together, and hopefully he will gain full function of that leg. He said at the time that it was a good trade-off, that he would take that bullet wound over getting severely mauled by a grizzly any day. And what happened to the bear is unknown. But because it took them a good while to get down out of the mountains and to get to where they could be treated, it was about a day before any responders could get back to investigate what happened to the bear. And in between, there was a snowfall. Now, if you've ever tried to track anything after a snowfall, it's very difficult because all the evidence is covered up, and snow tends to make because of wind, it tends to make a pretty smooth surface. And so you don't really know where the bear went, how far it went, how badly it was wounded. But I'll tell you, to have somebody who's active around firearms, knows what they're doing, competent outdoorsman, to fire, you know, 7 or 8 shots at a grizzly at very close range and to miss all of them without ever hitting the body cavity is unlikely. That's not impossible, but it's unlikely. My thought is the bear probably got one or two or more 10-millimeter deep penetrating hard cast lead bullets into either the thoracic cavity or the abdominal cavity or both. And almost all the time what happens with that type of thing, type of wound, is the animal will find some shelter. If it's a good thoracic wound, they may not get that far. And then they will, you know, they'll crawl under something and just go immobile and die. It may take a few minutes. It may take a few hours. So you don't know if that animal is within 200 yards or 5 miles away. And with a snowfall, it becomes an exercise in futility. Since it's been a day, the temperature of the bear under the snow has assumed the same temperature as all the surroundings. So a thermal search doesn't do you any good. And I could see why the searcher said, what's the point? We're not going to search for this bear, you know, we might get an unpleasant surprise if we do find him. So they said they didn't know what happened to him. But I'll tell you, the odds are it went somewhere, laid down, undercover, and died. That's almost certainly what happened. Now, one of the things, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that's a pretty hairy circumstance to, that's one of the things about being out in the woods, and I don't understand. Now, this guy, he went prepared, even though he had 130 grain hard cast bullets. He went prepared.
I don't think he really had 130 grain.
What do you think about 180?
180.
Yeah.
Yeah, 180 or 220. I mean, that's just, there are no 130 grains. It would have to be a custom deal, highly unlikely.
Well, I've never seen any. I mean, I own a 10 millimeter. I've owned a few, and I've never seen any. I would imagine that would be a really hot load if it actually existed.
It would be. Well, they make 135-grainers. You can get plenty of them, and they're pretty hot, you know, 1,400-1,500 feet per second. But anyway.
Anyway, he was there, and still being prepared and all that other stuff, and being out in the woods and everything. That would be one of those things that would completely change the way I think about the great outdoors. If I was, if all of a sudden had a bear 10 feet away coming at me full speed.
Right. Now, interestingly, I have talked to people, who are trainers for, police departments, and they say it is fairly common for police to be trained in backing away from an assailant and in shooting as you're going down or after you've landed on your back. So some of those techniques might be worth looking at for people who think they might be, you know, involved in a close range bear situation.
Well, I've seen some guys that get out there and do like that Tuller drill. And when that guy crosses over at them so fast, they really have nowhere to go except back. But instead of running back to where they're an upright target, they just fall back. But anyway, before we run out of time, let me do a little selling right quick. You can find this article at amoland.com. Dean has another 2,100 plus something like this, all good, all waiting for you right now, amoland.com. More from Mr. Weingarten when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona said in remarks published at 6 a.m. Eastern Friday that she's leaving the Democratic Party and registering as an independent. At a food pantry event in Mesa, Arizona, she was asked if her party change will affect her current committee assignments.
I did ask the majority leader to keep my committees because they're so important for Arizona's voice. I will be keeping those committees, and I look forward to continuing my service.
A new Twitter update will let users see if they've been shadow banned or blacklisted without their knowledge. On Thursday, owner Elon Musk tweeted, "Twitter is working on a software update that will show your true account status, so you know clearly if you've been shadow banned, the reason why, and how to appeal." This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Lundgarden, and I actually used this piece the other day, and I knew when I saw it that I was still going to do it the very next day with Dean, simply because it is so good. Because this is actually an update on an article that you had done a while back. Yeah.
Yes, in 2016, and in that article, we only had data up to 2014, but the data is from the Center for Disease Control, their WISCARS data set and tool, and then also from the ATF to get the number of guns and the increase in per capita guns in the United States. So we actually use the data, you use the same method that Dr. Gary Kleck used when he did estimates on the number of guns in the U.S. And he actually used the method was developed a little bit earlier by a couple of other people that are tend to be promoting gun control. So I don't think the methods are very, how to put, controversial. So the numbers are pretty clear. And what we see is that up until about 2000, the people who were pushing for a disarmed population were always saying they wanted to reduce the number of violent criminal actions, particularly murders, that were being committed with guns, and almost all of those are committed with handguns. So the focus was on reducing homicides with guns, particularly handguns. But when we look at the data, we find that as you get to 2000, it's becoming very clear that the number of guns in society has nothing to do with the number of homicides, because the number of guns keeps going up and up and up, and starting about 93 or so, the number of homicides goes down and down and down. So it's hard to say that as you increase the number of guns in society, you're going to get more homicides, because the data just doesn't support it. Now, there's a lot of complexity there, but if you look at some of the work that John Lott did as well, especially internationally, you can see that the number of legal guns, or even the number of illegal guns, has very little to do with the homicide rate. They just don't correlate. You have countries with relatively few legal guns and not that many illegal guns that have homicide rates way higher than other countries that, like the U.S., that has lots of legal guns and proportionately very few illegal guns. And then there just isn't a good correlation. And so the people who are pushing for a disarmed population are saying, well, we'll use this term gun violence to include homicides with guns, all of them, and suicides with guns, and a relatively small number of fatal accidents with guns. We'll throw all that together and call that gun violence. And because they could look at the number of suicides, and while the homicides were dropping, the number of suicides were increasing. Not huge amounts, but they were increasing. So what I looked at from the CDC data is, what was the percentage of suicides committed with guns? Because if guns were the causal factor, because you were getting more guns and that was bumping up the overall suicide rate, then you would expect the percentage of suicides committed with guns to go up too. But that's not what we see. The highest percentage of guns, suicides committed with guns happened about 93, and it was about 61% of suicides in the United States were committed with firearms. But if you look at the data and you go down to like 2000 and 2010 and around in there, the percentage of suicides committed with guns starts dropping about 93 and going down and down and down. And it reaches, in 2014, which is the last time I did the article, it was down to 49% from 61%.
Well, one thing that caught my eye with this, and one reason I had to use this, is because of the theories and claims and conjectures where the suicide being an impulsive act.
Right, that's the theory that they put forward.
So my first producer committed suicide in 2018. And before he shot himself, he tried to drive into a tree. And he was the typical, unfortunately, the stereotypical suicide victim. He was a little older than me, Caucasian. I don't know what motivated him. I don't know if there was ever a note or anything. Nobody ever told me anything about this, but he tried to kill himself the first time by driving into a tree. But when it happened, I called a psychologist out on the West Coast because I'd had her on the show before about she was sort of a rampage killer specialist when it came to the psychotropic drugs. And she told me that with people with suicide, that it is a very long, deliberate journey. And when they decide to do it, that's the first moment of peace that they've ever had. They figured out what to do. And I just don't say that impulsive act nonsense that they keep preaching is some of the stupidest stuff I've ever seen.
Well, and what they're talking, and see, this is another bit of statistical ledger domain that they use. They say attempted suicides, most of them are impulsive acts. But what they don't tell you is most of these suicide attempts are not serious, and they're trying to get attention. But the people who are serious about suicide, often it's a very long process, and they've reached this decision that they have to commit suicide over a long time. And there's often several attempts before they finally get it to where it happens. And part of this theory is that suicide's impulsive, guns make suicide easy, and so if you have access to more guns, you're going to get into more suicide. But that's not what we see when we look at the data. What we see is that the suicide rate is not determined by the means available, but by other underlying factors, because there's lots of different means to commit suicide. Guns are just one, and because they are relatively easily available in the U.S., we have a higher percentage of suicides committed with guns. But if you look at Korea or Japan or some of the European countries, they can have high suicide rates, but they just commit them with other means. Australia, when they put so many restrictions on gun ownership, their suicides switched essentially from guns to hanging or single car accidents. I mean, cars, hanging, tall buildings are all relatively easily available in a lot of places. So the means is relatively independent of the suicide rate. If suicide rates are independent of means, then putting more restrictions on guns won't make any difference in the suicide rates, and that's what we see. The only difference appears to be that...
Just hold that thought, hold that thought. We'll finish this on the other side. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking with Dean Weingarten. I did this. We're talking about something. He started in 2016, and now he has updated it, and it's sort of their presumptions. Are these presumptions? Or are they just not expecting us to look into this? Or why? How come?
Yes, they're the assumptions they make. Now, they present some statistics about rates and attempts and things like that to try to bolster their claim that suicide is impulsive and that it's very important what means are available. But that's not what we see when we look at the numbers. And internationally, it is not what we see. What we see is the means to suicide are relatively independent of suicide rates. If people who want to commit suicide lose access to one means, they very often will find another fairly soon. There's even websites on the internet which are there to help people who want to commit suicide by listing fairly effective means of committing suicide and relatively painless means. Heck, one of the most probably effective and painless means today would be to get a hold of some fentanyl and overdose yourself deliberately.
Yeah.
And we see very large numbers of drug overdoses that die. And I'm pretty sure a whole lot of those are not accidental.
Right.
And that, of course, masks what the suicide rate may be as well. But what we have seen with guns is that the percentage of people committing suicide with guns, in the first paper I wrote, dropped from 61% to a low of about 49% in 2014, and now that I've updated the last 6 years of data, it dropped to another low of 47.5% in 2018. Now, the data only goes up to 2020. So there's 2 years after that where it bumps back up, probably as a part of just this increasing frustration in society. I'll speculate and say with COVID and government lockdowns and everything else, the suicide rate has bumped back up. And with all this violence and criminal activity is associated with the riots and defunding of police idea. So we have had a little bump up in suicide, about 51.4% in the last 2 years, but that's still way lower. That's about 20% of the total suicide percentage with guns has been lost in a decade since the 1990s. Well, that's 30 years, I guess, not a decade. So we see that if guns were causing the suicides, we'd expect the percentage of suicides done with guns would be go up, but it doesn't. It hasn't. It's gone down. What that tells me is that suicides happen because of individual choices and underlying factors, and guns are just one of the means that people find to commit suicide with. My contention is that suicide is relatively independent of means and depends much more on the psychological state of the individual.
Before we run out of time, you did this one article about the language, them stealing the language in order to try to foist gun control upon us, the way they use language. Now, I point this out all the time and everything, but you, of course, I always like the different perspective. What did you, we have about 5 minutes here. So in five
okay,
minutes,
well,
can
we,
you tell me about this?
We can give a synopsis, and that is, that what you see is around about the year 2000 or so. We see a switch from talking about murders and homicides committed with guns or firearms violence to this new term, gun violence. And gun violence is an Orwellian term. It isn't designed to inform you or enlighten you. It's designed to make certain thoughts off limits. That's the purpose of Orwellian control of the language, to make it difficult for people to think in certain ways. And when you frame the debate as about gun violence, you've made it impossible for people to talk about reducing homicides or reducing suicides. Because you've made the subject about guns. Everything is about guns. It's not about homicide rate or suicide rate. It's how to restrict guns. So it's this fantastic Orwellian trick in order to get people thinking that the way to reduce violent crime or possibly suicide is with restricting guns. Because they're talking about gun violence. They're not talking about knife violence or car violence or rope violence or hammer violence. They're talking about, quote, gun violence. It's a very Orwellian control you and prevent you about thinking in other ways kind of term. And when we see these studies where they talk about, quote, gun violence, when they're talking about a reduction in suicides, they'll often talk about the reduction in suicides committed, quote, with guns. So if you look at the overall suicide rate, it may not have changed. It may actually have gone up. But the suicides with guns may have gone down. And they said, see, we solved the part of the problem. Well, no, they didn't. They just created a substitution of one thing for another. I think there was a quote by Howard Metzenbaum, who was an old leftist senator, and he said, look, I'm not worried. I'm not concerned with crime. I want to get rid of the guns. And that's what we see here. This is designed to make the discussion about ways to restrict gun ownership and gun use instead of how to reduce homicides and other things like possibly suicide. I mean, there are ways that it can be done. It's very difficult because both of these things tend to be cultural phenomena more so than anything caused by an instrument. You know, they talk about how Great Britain has lower rates of gun homicides by you, but they don't tell you that they have lower rates of homicides in just about every category. You know, back when they introduced gun control in Great Britain, there were extremely few homicides committed with guns. I mean, it was like one or two a year back in 1920. It was big news. Now they're much more common in Great Britain after they instituted all these legal schemes to deprive Englishmen of their traditional right to arms. So that's what we see, and it's the common thing on the left is that the left's major source of power is not so much that they control the armies and the police, so hopefully that won't happen. But if they control the use of language and the flow of information, that's extremely powerful.
Well, they certainly don't get a lot of pushback on it, do they?
Well, we're trying to change that, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I mean, I keep trying to tell people this, and I've made that suggestion to a few people, and a few people have noticed that, and they adjust. But still, I mean, if you watch Fox News, they'll get out there and say, well, today they discussed an assault weapon ban. Why do we need assault weapons again? Oh, shut up, you Fox News idiots.
Well, that's correct.
Yeah.
And we see it's even in briefs to the Supreme Court. They talk about gun violence. And some of the judges, when they are giving their decisions, said, well, we understand how important it is to reduce gun violence. They don't even seem to have a clue that this is a propaganda term that restricts their thinking.
Well, we're running out of time, so thank you for joining me today, as you do. And you can find Dean's work at amoland.com. And as for me, this is me for the week, and I'll be back with you on Monday. And it's never been about gun control. Always been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.